you may not be able to control if you are liked, but you can control if you are likable. Before you get discouraged with your like count, add up your likable qualities instead. We have access to so many analytics today via social media that allows us to see in real time the popularity of our posts by the numbers of likes. If I ever want to get my like count up on social media, I just need to make sure either my dog or my mother is in the picture, and that magically makes me more popular. It's easy to get caught up in our own personal rankings, but they tend to paint a false picture of your true likability, which is something you can actually control. The pitch challenge today: focus on the qualities about yourself that make you likable to others. This is not the same thing that makes you popular online. My dog and my mom might make me more popular to score a thumbs up from a passerby, but what makes me likable to others is not always shareable on social media. Recently, I spent 3 hours on the phone on a Friday night with one of my friends who is a recent single mother of two. I spent several hours this week personally acknowledging others for their hard work and dedication and was very intentional with my gratitude. I took a friend out to a fancy dinner and kept my phone on airplane mode so we could fully enjoy our time together uninterrupted by distractions or the pressure to post what we were doing on social media. Instead, we just kept it a secret and treasured the moment. To me, the likable qualities about myself that I can share with others bring me more joy than the likes I receive for doing them. For example, I like mentoring others, therefore I like spending my time producing this flash briefing, even if I get zero likes when I post it on social media. Sure, it's highly validating to receive literal likes from others, but it can also be dangerously distracting from being a truly likable person that others so desperately need you to be.